and welcome to the Escort Stuff segment. This is stuff number 25.
Almost as old as Amy now.
Wait, how's that gonna... Okay, fine.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny Sudhivarakam.
I'm Lita Cho.
And this time we're just gonna go straight to the basics, back to the basics. That's what we like to do every 25 episodes, right? Sure.
Clearly.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go straight into the mailbag. So we've got some new people writing in this week, so I mixed it in with some of the new, some of the usuals. And sorry again if your mail got cut. We get a lot nowadays.
Exciting.
I know. But if you have any other questions, you can always reach us at our forum at s-words-podcast.com/forum. And you can always ask all your questions there. Anyways, Dom, why don't you take us away with the first email from Viola?
All right. Viola writes, "First, let me say that I love the show, guys. I only discovered it a few weeks ago thanks to Three Panel Souls Link, but now I'm hooked. Second, while I'm still far from being caught up from the episodes I've listened to, I tend to notice that you don't have a lot of geek girls taking part." Really?
Really?
Actually, when you think about it, right? How many girls are usually on the show? It's usually Lita and Amy.
Yeah, that's true.
The ratio is not equal.
That's how most geeky things are, the ratios.
I don't know.
Unless we're like a knitting podcast, then they always beat us.
They do beat us on iTunes, don't they?
Yes.
Ugh. All right, let's keep going.
Clearly, we need to incorporate knitting into our core.
So she says, I know we're a rare breed. I'd love to see Amy or Lita on the show more often. You boys shouldn't have all the fun.
Hi, Lita.
Lita's back, fellas. I mean,
she's back on the market.
No! Lita is just back from Seattle, so she can record with us like normal before.
Yay!
So she's not going to go on Cougar Prowls?
What?
What?
<I'm> old?
Dom
wants to be cat by a cougar, but that's their own
Dom, issues. Remember the rest of the email?
Oh, right, the rest of the email, sorry. Third, here are some S-word topic ideas that currently aren't listed. Some good ones include Sunday morning comics.
I really like that.
Yeah, sort of a bookend to our Saturday morning cartoons.
Which is finally a way I can also talk about Foxtrot.
Yes, Foxtrot, which is only on Sundays now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that it's still going on. To me, when as soon as he stopped doing the dailies, I was just like, oh, yeah, Foxtrot ended.
Wait, seriously?
Well, I mean, think about it. When's the next book going to come out? It's going to be, like, years.
Yes.
I guess there's that, but it's a comic strip.
We can talk about Calvin and Hobbes. There's a lot to talk about.
I'm fairly certain Calvin and Hobbes was its own category.
Yeah, but there's no way we could bring it into S-word.
Spaceman Spiff.
Yeah, we're doing it in about a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
We did it based on Spaceman Spiff, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Or Scientific Progress Goes Boink.
Sure.
We'll find any excuse to talk about it.
Anyway, other ones include Spring Break.
I actually like that a lot.
Spring Break.
We have one big Spring Break story, which a lot of us went on Spring Break together.
Oh,
into the desert.
That
was also the day before when I got my hair cut, and I said, I need it short. And she made it way too short.
Is this I don't remember this one.
This is, no, this, we went to Six Flags, and we lost John.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a teaser. You guys are going to have to wait till that episode before we give that story. It's one of our favorites, and it's one that we always remember John for.
Yeah.
If you don't remember John, you might want to check out the Staffing Stuff episode during Anime Expo, the one in which
July 4th.
Yeah, the July 4th, around that time in which Dom unrobes,
yes.
Unrobes John.
That is strange, isn't it? All right, other
moving on,
suggestions.
Please.
She wants to make sure that we cover Burn Notice in our Spies episode. So, Danny, that's you.
Yeah.
I thought
you've
also
all
been
that.
Watching Burn
I've been
Notice.
Watching some of Burn Notice.
That was the one who got him into that, actually. So.
And also, she's suggesting splitting off James Bond into his own episode with Shaken, Not Stirred.
That's actually a cool S-Words thing.
Yeah.
Shaken, Not Stirred.
And that's definitely James Bond's signature.
Yeah, exactly.
So people will know what it is.
All right, that's fine with me.
Works for me.
I really don't want to be doing another two-and-a-half-hour episode.
So we can split off, we can definitely split off Spies and James Bond from each other.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Viola. And she says at the end, please try not to lose any more nerd points, Dom. I'm usually the one in my group of friends who gets things a little mixed up, too.
It's not that he gets things mixed up. It's that he's supposed to know all these things already.
Okay, so that wraps up that email from Viola. And we've got some people that just showed up here. They're going to be cooking in the background, so you might hear them a bit.
It's not something new. I mean, we've had Danny cooking curry in the background before, too.
Yeah, but I worked extra hard to cut that part out. And my extra hard working has been... lowered to kind of hardworking.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'll bring us this next one from Ololade. Actually, Lita, why don't you bring Ololade?
It's Ololade and not Ololade? The drink of kings?
Mm-mm, Ololade.
Ololade writes, hello, everyone. Wow, it's really embarrassing to hear my email on the podcast. But not enough to stop me from writing another one. Thanks.
That's good. That's why we brought you back in, because we know you feel embarrassed, and then you put the two hands next to your face and go, ah!
No, that's Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
He goes, ah!
Oh, that's right. It's been a while.
That was our youth.
I finally caught up with the podcast, and it makes me a little sad, since I won't have as many of your great shows to download. That's okay. We'll try to keep making more.
Yeah, we had a huge content burst, and then Kevin got tired, so...
It's okay. Yeah. I love the Scholastic episode, and it really got weird towards the end, though. That just made it more hilarious. The Chronicles of Narnia was one of my favorite series, but I spent more time reading the Bailey school kids in elementary school because they had a lot... Oh, never mind.
What's the Bailey school kids?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea what the Bailey.
Let's keep moving.
They had Goosebumps as well. That series gave me nightmares. Didn't give me nightmares, but they always ended in a cliffhanger of the chapter, so I kept reading, and then I realized I was not very satisfied.
It's not exactly the best book series.
Well, I mean, the cliffhanger at the end of every chapter, I mean, every kid's book does that, really.
No, Goosebumps.
Not every single one.
Yeah,
the Nancy Drew series did that.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, of course.
No, they didn't.
Encyclopedia Brown.
What?
The Cat in the Hat cliffhanger.
Yeah, Green Egg. Every Dr.
Green
Seuss book is.
Dude, you don't do it. Green Eggs and Ham left me so hanging. What the hell?
It's like you don't know if he's going to have the Green Eggs and Ham.
You don't know what happens at the end. Does he go to sleep?
Babysitter's Club?
Where,
oh my
where,
god.
Where the wild things are? Where are they?
Where are they?
Babysitter's Club, where's the
well,
baby?
Well, actually, where the wild things are is kind of unsatisfying, though, because the whole story is he gets angry, he goes to this island full of monsters, and he comes home.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that?
And then where are they?
They're still on the island, but what's he doing?
Yeah, where's the island?
No one knows. Anyways, right now, Ornella continues to write. Right now, I'm continuing to check out some things we talked about in the podcast, like Firefly.
Woo-hoo!
You haven't seen Firefly? Oh, but you have to watch Serenity afterwards. And
don't watch Serenity afterwards.
Hey, Serenity is totally valid. Don't listen to him.
And the Phantom Tollbooth. I don't know what that is.
It has a dog named Tick, or he says Talk, or something like
talk.
That.
It's Talk.
It's okay. Amy usually tells us.
It's you were there when Amy was
otherwise.
Explaining it to us.
Was I?
Yes. It was San Diego Comic-Con, wasn't it? Or was that the night she wasn't there?
No, we just. Oh yeah, you're right.
She wasn't there.
You weren't here for that.
Okay, never mind then.
But you've heard probably the backlash of people saying, "How come only Amy knew the Phantom Tollbooth? Why are Dom and Kevin so illiterate?"
Yes, I'm so illiterate.
Says the English major.
Your explanation of Ponyo really cut my excitement for the movie. I can't help but trust your judgment when it comes to pop culture. I also watch Star Trek, but I have no idea where to find it. Really?
You can't where find are it? You, Ololade?
Is it on Hulu? And I know if you're international, then you can't access Hulu, but...
Although I think they're starting to reach out and, like, I think they're integrating the UK into Hulu soon and things like that. I think.
All right. Anyways, Danny, why don't you bring us this one from TH from Arkansas?
All right, TH from Arkansas writes, how are you doing, swords people? The Arkansan geek of all trades here with a few suggestions. Are you surprised we haven't talked about Shinobi versus Swashbucklers in reference to...
Pirates versus Ninjas.
It was an okay dodgeball game.
What's the big deal about Pirates versus Ninjas?
I don't get it either. I mean, I like One Piece and... I used to like Naruto. When I was 12. I would have liked Naruto if I was 12.
Yeah.
I'm totally okay with it. I have no problems with Naruto the series itself. I just don't read it myself. And so there's nothing wrong with liking both ninjas and pirates, people. There needs to be no ninja pirate war. You guys made it up.
What about Star Trek and Star Wars war?
There's no war. We already have a winner.
Yeah, in the past 15 years, we know who the winner is. For the first 15 years, we know who the winner is, too.
I don't know what changed in the past 15 years.
The prequels.
What prequels?
Denial.
It's like just like how Star Wars, Star Trek, I mean, only has
it's such an odd numbering
movies.
System. Yeah, yeah, I know.
The ones that are not multiples of five.
Yes. So the only, what is it, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12, right? Yeah.
12?
11.
Which movie's 12?
I thought the...
That's 11.
Is it 11?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was 12 for some reason.
No.
That's,
Holmes 1 was 12.
That's why,
was
so, like, that's why the movie's so confusing.
Yeah.
Tom, where'd you see 12?
So who's going to be wrecking?
In the future.
Oh, is it over?
And lastly, a long shot, the S-word guy among the S-word's crew, shirt guy Dom. Dom doesn't start with S. You could share your
thing. Super Hunker starts with S.
That guy's not
see?
Popular anymore.
I hear he's going to make a comeback, though.
Whatever.
You could share your favorite moments that involve you.
Dude, yeah? Does he love you or something? This is
a
creepy.
Lot of people love Dom. There was that story about that one fan that humped your leg and then your leg started bleeding because it was so raw.
That's what? An exaggeration. That was just me going, hey, Dom,
why
let's hump his leg until it bleeds.
Having a show dressed to Dom might be a little...
It could just be Dom alone in front of a microphone.
We've had that suggestion before, and it never works out well.
You see, all I can think of for that is Pump Up the Volume. You remember that Christian Slater movie?
No.
You don't?
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea.
I would do terrible things to a guitar in front of a microphone. Anyway.
And THN's with PS, I prefer orange soda.
Well, there you go. I like orange soda, too.
I like orange
soda. Not as good as grape to me, but that's cool. Anyways, Reckon from New York writes, greetings, ones of the West. I have listened to your previous podcast, and I must say my favorite is the Sega one.
Woo!
I have a question for everyone. If you could give one piece of advice to anyone in time, who would you go to, and what would you tell them? I have one suggestion also, sandbox games like Prototype and Infamous. Sandbox might be put off on the side for now, but I like this question,
yeah.
And I'm glad we're getting in more questions as opposed to just suggestions and links to things. I mean, we do see the links, but we're like,
How do we
respond to it? Anyways, So I already know the answer to this question.
There's so many things.
I would go back to 1997 and visit George Lucas and say, hey, George, I really think you should stop.
I would have done that actually before Howard the Duck.
Because the thing is...
Before Howard the Duck.
But then you wouldn't get Radioland Murders.
Okay.
And the thing is, I would tell George, stop. I mean, not just stop on Star Wars. Stop on all your popular franchises. So this can also include Indiana Jones. But not that there is a fourth one.
But this is George Lucas we're talking about. He's in love with the idea of being in front.
Yeah, so, to me, I always feel like he'd love to be the one from behind.
So here's the
That's
thing
a little more
me.
Information I wanted to know.
I would go a little bit further back. I would go to about 1797. To Samuel Taylor Coleridge's house, and I would after he had that really opiumed dream about Xanadu, I would stand at his door and not let anyone interrupt him so that he could finish the damn poem.
Wow, that's like a lit nerd thing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing is that, you know, Kublai Khan or Xanadu, it was a poem that he wrote after he had a dream, and it's a fragment of a really great poem. Except someone came over to his house, talked to him for a while, and when he came back, he couldn't remember it anymore.
Excellent.
And actually, if you guys read Douglas Adams' other work, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency,
you were
that
about
actually
to say jerk, huh?
No, I actually said Dirk. I was about to burp. But anyway, the poem actually plays a pretty big role there. But if he just finished that poem, anyway, that would be me. Because Kevin took my George Lucas. I would have told him to stop before Howard the Duck, seriously.
Yeah. Well, what about you?
Me? I'm bad with these sort of speculative concepts, mostly because I have enough difficulty, you know, giving myself advice about things in the present.
Here, I'll give some advice
Don't
for you.
Don't listen to it, Danny. It's bad.
I would
it's
go
bad.
Back to Sega, well, I being Danny, and tell them right around the, when they were developing the 32X, no, stop. Just stop. Please,
but
don't
Dreamcast.
Do it.
Oh, no, the idea is, okay, you're good. Just work on an actual console now.
Don't create the Tower of Power.
No add-ons. I guess there is that, but...
I'd also give Sega some advice. I would go to the time where they were making the Dreamcast and tell them to wait before Xbox will steal their idea. Xbox side.
But if
what
they wait...
Well,
then...
well, like the whole online gaming thing. That
but they
was
were
way...
first.
Yeah, but they were way ahead. They should just wait when internet was better.
It's true, internet was pretty bad. But
I also would have told them to make sure your console's not so easily piratable.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I paid
for my games. Thank you.
Hey, I got my third strike somewhere here, too. The real thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right. Anyways, Dom, I believe you should read this next one from Xavier.
Oh, Xavier, my buddy over in Cal Animage Alpha. I just finished one of your earlier stuff segments, and there was a portion where Dom was talking about something, and suddenly I hear, I would like to do that just so I can go, Gunda! Snap my fingers, and she'll suddenly pop out of somewhere. That was a G Gundam reference, wasn't it? Why, yes! Yes, it was, Xavier. And he says, because of that, I can't wait for that Sunrise podcast, especially now that the details for the Gundam Unicorn animation are out there. Oh boy, unicorns. Anyway, keep up the entertaining work. P.S. I now know the origin of the projector we used to play Capcom vs. SNK2 and the other old 2D fighters with the members during our game nights. Thanks, Sung. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, no problem. We didn't use it to play games, though.
Yes, we did. We used to play Bomberman.
Oh, yeah.
10-player Bomberman, man.
Okay.
Where G would instantly kill himself just so he could stalk Dorian.
All right. Let's move on to this next one from Chris from the Diamond Bar, California. I guess I'll do this one. Hey there, US Words folks. I've been listening to your podcast interspersed with audiobooks on my morning commute since the beginning, and I have to thank you for making the commute bearable. Of course, since I just finished listening to Neal Stephenson's Okay. I'm a bit behind on my S Words listening, so I hope these comments don't come in too late. I'm just getting through your Schwarzenegger podcast now, so that's been a while ago. I think that I may be one of your older listeners, judging from some things Kevin and Dom said during the Star Trek podcast. I think my oldest son is about the same age as Kevin. I grew up watching the original Star Trek and Batman and Green Hornet when they first showed on TV.
That must have been an amazing time.
Your son might be the same age as Dom, too. Dom's just 1 year older than me. On Star Trek, I think it was Sung who said that the original Star Trek series was responsible for a lot of modern tech, including sliding doors. But just for the record, we did have sliding doors in our grocery store before we had Star Trek. Also, on the diarrhea of the pen comment, he thinks Tom Clancy has become almost unreadable due to the lack of editing.
I stopped reading Tom Clancy when I got out of high school.
Those books are so huge.
Oh, man, I don't even want to look at it anymore.
I was like, oh, it's a brick and a book.
Isn't that like a mime to create those kind of novels already?
A what?
A mime. Like, you fill in, like, the blanks.
A meme?
Yeah, a meme. Where you just write, because all his
I think they
the
have
same.
That for a lot of things. Oh, yeah, it's like, so-and-so is a secret hacker or a government operative, finds something with terrorists, getting a weapon, you must stop them.
Something like that.
What's the name of the guy who writes all of the courtroom books, too? The courtroom drama
John
books?
Grisham?
That's him. He probably has gotten that milking out of the way and into the formula for a while now, too.
So anyways, he has a couple of suggestions. Sound effects, which I think we're going to get back to eventually. I really want to do that one.
Wilhelm Scream, Castle Thunder.
And
those
also
are the two big ones, aren't they?
The Wilhelm Scream, for sure.
Castle Thunder, too.
Probably.
I'm not sure about the other ones, though.
Well, lightsabers.
Oh, yeah, lightsabers, the Mario coin.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, there's also another one that I thought was kind of cool, was Steven Seagal, although I haven't seen anything from him in a while, but yeah.
All right, man, Steven Seagal movies are so bad.
So, this is a quick one from Sam Fischel. He says, the big news is that Valkyria Chronicles 2 is coming to Japan.
On the PSP.
Yep.
I'll get it.
Okay.
Danny will get it.
All right.
Yay. We'll tell you about it when we get it.
Yeah, okay. Who wants to bring us this next one from Ethan?
I think Miho wants to read this email for us. No? No?
Miho is still staying behind the far away from the mic to increase her mystique on the show. She's like the Boba Fett of the show. Oh, she might say something. No, she's not gonna.
Oh.
Ow, ow!
she did bite Danny.
That's kind of saying something.
I'll read this one from Alex Fischel, who is apparently Sam Fischel's brother from the planet Krypton.
Yeah, you can do the next one.
All right. Alex Fischel, other son of Krypton, writes, hello, keepers of the S-words. Thank you for giving the internet this hilarious and unique podcast. My name is Alex Fischel, the long-lost older brother of the listener who you referred to as the Hong Kong knockoff of Sam Fisher. I, too, got a good laugh out of hearing my brother's name pronounced in a hilarious way in stuff number 20, then mentioned again in stuff 22. Anyway, just wanted to write in and give you a few more ideas. Subliminal messages.
I think we've gotten that before, and I really want to do that, but I don't think we're
good at it.
Good enough at it. It'd probably be a scrap.
All right. Survivor Man?
I have the show's first season. I've never watched it still.
It's really hardcore, man.
Yeah. sports as a general topic, which would take too long, I think. We should split them up.
Yes.
I mean, we have the Super Bowl every year. We have Saturday football coming up because of the college football season coming up. Do you guys actually care about baseball other than me?
I care about the bulk rule. That's
like
really enough for
baseball.
Me.
I don't care.
Which
about
video baseball? Old video baseball, like NES era.
I liked Ken Griffey Jr.'s Super Nintendo one,
I have a few good ones on my
iPhone.
Oh
yeah, hockey.
The punching people.
And that's our sports episode, folks.
So we should talk about Spider-Man. That's the show's really
good. Okay.
All right, he says keep up the good work.
Okay, so Jared writes, greetings, Jerk Store, Muffy and the rest of the Sword Masters.
Wait, who's Muffy?
I thought
one time you were like, Muffy!
Oh.
Who is that?
I don't even know who said that, too.
Ha, ha, ha. Hello, Muffy! Shall we go have a little bit of tennis today?
Muffy a dog or something?
No, Muffy is an old lady.
Okay.
That carries an umbrella. Parasol, I'm sorry.
Clearly.
Right. I was happy to hear the show you guys did in Seattle, since I was from there. The Space Needle's purely for tourists. Yeah, the Space Needle's purely for tourists, though I'm glad you guys did hit some nice places to eat. I wish I was there, but I'm currently at University of Montana. There's nothing there.
I'm surprised there's a university myself.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
That's what he said in the gist. Okay, all that said, Dom, Kevin, I'm going to have to revoke your penises for watching Project Runway. Hey!
There's nothing wrong with Project Runway.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Project Runway.
High fashion is for men, too. They have good designs there. And he continues to say, does that mean only actual men are on your podcast, or Danny and Chris?
Chris is disqualified.
Yeah, Chris is disqualified.
I guess Danny's still a man.
And Sung, don't forget Sung.
Yeah, Sung also should still be in there in theory. Oh, wait. Actually, I think he likes Project Runway, too.
Who?
Sung.
Sung, do you like Project Runway?
Yes.
He does like it.
So Danny's the only man in the show, according to
Hey, Danny,
to
have you seen
Jared.
Project Runway?
No.
The sixth season just started on Lifetime.
That's nice.
It's really, really...
Why Lifetime?
he says double shame for Kevin for not liking Darkwing Duck. No, shame on you, Jared, for liking Darkwing Duck.
Yeah,
I have wrong with liking Darkwing Duck.
Nothing's
I have no
wrong.
Problem with Darkwing Duck. I just don't... I didn't like it when I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't like it as a kid either.
This is the thing, is that Darkwing Duck was pretty much concurrent with the Batman the Animated Series, right?
Yeah, I think I watched that instead.
I watched Batman instead. Hey, yeah. He has a PS here. What does that say?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't read it. I can't read it.
Yeah. If only I can't make it out. It's
Taint Needle?
No, I'm fairly certain it's not.
No, it's not that.
I think it's actually Touching Games.
Oh.
No.
All right. Danny, bring us Stephanie A. from Minneapolis.
Stephanie A. from Minneapolis, Minnesota writes, greetings, S-Words. So, I understand now that Studio Ghibli is not pronounced like way I've like I've been taught. Was my whole life a lie?
Yes.
Possibly.
Oh my gosh.
No.
yes.
Just kidding. No, it's not a lie.
What cracks me up is that every time you guys say Ghibli now, I can't help but hear Strong Bad's voice uttering Ghibli over and over off, almost incoherently. Speaking of which, is Homestar Runner Strong Bad pop culture enough?
I thought I had him on the list before. I might have moved him around. He'll get to him, but he hasn't had anything that much recently, right?
Yeah, he stopped doing the weekly mail segments.
Hmm. I've also looked at the list and see no reference to Warcraft. Well, that's because Kevin maintains the list.
And because, really, you don't want to hear us talking about Warcraft, because you can do it yourselves. There's millions of other people who talk about it.
It is pretty straightforward. I mean, StarCraft, I can talk people's ear off, because it's the national sport of Korea.
We already did talk people's ears off about StarCraft.
I'd do it twice, because it's coming out again.
Yes, that's what we're going to do when it comes out again.
Yeah, when that happens.
Yes, soon.
2010.
Hey, that could be a category. Soon.
Not even first
when
quarter
it's finished.
Soon.
When it's finished.
Much love, you guys are the best. I came for Shirt Guy Dom and stay for the whole ensemble cast.
I come for Shirt Guy Dom, too.
That's a little more information I wanted to know.
Which... Never mind. Michael T.
I'd like to apologize to Stephanie in advance.
Michael T. writes, dear S. Words, congrats on obtaining telepathy.
Woohoo!
What? It's clear to me that you have developed telepathy after the Seattle episode. I've been meaning to write an email asking you to talk about more music, John Hughes, and food. Since I have written no such email, and you covered these things, you must have read my mind, so congrats on that.
That was me telepathically sending him a you're welcome.
All right. Seriously, Kevin?
Assuming he's a fish.
Seriously, Kevin, keep talking about Arcade Fire. They're awesome. And maybe you could create a section called Songs We Are Listening To and talk about what's up in your musical world. For example, if Dom's listening to funk, maybe you could talk about certain funk bands. Well, stuff runs pretty long already.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could, but, you know, not everyone's listening to stuff every week. I mean, music every week.
Well, new music, at least.
Sometimes
just play the same things in our cars for a month.
Yeah, I have a rotating list of songs that I've heard before that want to hear again.
It's... Yeah. But yeah, so the thing is that, you know, some of us just listen to the same music in the car for a month.
I've actually started going backwards in my collection. Because, well, now I'm back to Oindun 2. Eventually I'll go back to Oindun 1.
And I'll go to Elite Beat Agents.
All right. Anyways, also thumbs up to Amy for being a foodie. As a huge foodie myself, this was actually the least expected place to encounter talks about food. So keep talking about places in San Francisco so I know where to go if I'm in San Francisco in the future.
If you guys happen to find yourselves in San Francisco in the future, might I suggest a wonderful Vietnamese fusion restaurant in the Castro called Zat Inn?
Wait, have you talked about this place before?
Maybe, but I should talk about them again, largely because if I don't, I'm out of the family.
Dude, we could have an entire podcast about the number of things that would cause you to be evoked from your
this
family.
This means I have to go and link the place up again with the episode. You know what you just did here, Dom?
More
you created
work.
More work. So that means it's time to wrap the show. You can always visit us and check out more episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. You can always email us any more of your questions, comments, concerns, problems, life stories to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Kevin reads them, filters them, passes them on to these guys, and we read what's left. Anyways, Dom, there's a happy little place that we can always find you, too.
Yes, actually, because it's right next to Moby Dick's Bar in San Francisco, in the Castro. It's called Zat Inn. No, you're talking about Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, it's twitter.com/s_words. Anyways, guys, you got any other things you want to say before we wrap up this very, very quick Stuff episode? It's very surprising. We're at Stuff 25 now.
Wow.
Easily have over 50 episodes recorded now and up and available. So what do you think? I mean... We have the original four hosts right here.
Oh, it's true. Really?
Wait,
wow.
Seriously?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I was here for this.
Super what?
The Super Bowl episode. This was us.
Oh, and Danny was the only one who got it right.
Yeah.
Because he refused to pick the underdog. You're not American.
He also
may be a man, but you're not American.
I picked defense, sir.
He also didn't turn on his microphone.
Oh, yeah.
I did that too, Danny. Don't worry about it.
All right. That pretty much wraps up this episode. We will see you guys again next week. Okay, we're stopping recording because we know that the doorbell is going to ring. Hey, this is going to be a cool thing for you listeners out there. Kevin's going to cut this part out and use it as kind of a background thing. Like, this is what happens behind the scenes of the show. This is the part where Dom goes to the bathroom and cuts himself up a little dust and...
Danny, please stop touching my penis.
Let them
open
in!
Open the door!
Hey, John, we were just talking about you.
Hey.
We were just talking about me. I forget what I even said about you.
We were talking about how we lost you during spring break at
Six Flags.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
Did you get any coffee?
You probably put that on the island and not here while we're recording still, because it's on.
Everybody. Drink.
Okay. Can you guys hear
what it is? I'll be right back.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Sky.
Hey, Song.
Sky's not
here. Nice to see someone out working.
Sky, Ben.